We're now joined by Eric Snodgrass from Nutrient Ag Solutions in Agrible. Hey, Eric, thanks for being with us. I want to go back earlier in the week because there was just a lot of wind. And I mean a lot of wind for this time of year, especially. And I think it's all, or a lot of it was related to Cristobal. Can you tell me what happened?
Yeah, sure. You know, when we think back about what Cristobal did, it was pretty amazing. So it came out of the Yucatan Peninsula, cut through the Gulf of Mexico, and then went straight from basically Louisiana to Wisconsin. And that's a bit rare. That system normally would get kicked off to the east much, much sooner. Instead, what was left over of Cristobal made it clear to Ontario, and on its way dropped a lot of rainfall, really hit the western side of Illinois over to Missouri, Iowa, Wisconsin pretty hard with quite a bit of rainfall. But what was interesting was that Cristobal was so well timed with another system sweeping through the Great Plains that they didn't match up together. And so we had a secondary low on the back side of it that produced, well, when you look across parts of the Central and Great Plains, we saw a huge area that had averaged anywhere between 40 and 60 mile an hour winds for about 12 hours. And there were gusts in there that were getting up close to 100 miles an hour at times. Now, that wasn't Cristobal. That's the storm system on the backside. So first Cristobal came through us. Then following it, we had this other system. And by the way, that Yucatan Peninsula air that we all experienced earlier this week, we actually had precipitable water amounts. That's if we measure how much total water is in the atmosphere above us. That broke a record. We had over 2.2 inches of precipitable water in our column, which is what way we talk about it. So if you felt that air was tropical, it truly was. So on top of all of that, we had multiple reports of severe weather, including two separate derecho events, one that hit the west, one that hit the east, and you add it all up, and we had well over 1,500 reports of severe weather. So this past week was exhausting in terms of weather, and with the dust being blown around on the south side of it, I'm getting some damage reports to a lot of the crops in the central United States, which were getting green snap, not from thunderstorm winds, but instead from the synoptic scale winds. Those are just the winds around that low pressure cell. So I'll be honest with you, I'm really happy that I get to talk about a weekend of calm, relatively clear, even cool, dry conditions, because last week I was up a lot late at night and early in the morning watching those systems roll through the U.S.
Yesterday was magnificent. It looks like today's going to be that way. And I guess you're telling me that we'll have more of it for the rest of the weekend, too.
Yeah, well, we're going to get the benefit of the cooler weather here, whereas the heat's already going to start to rebound in the Central Plains. And so while we still have probably until next Tuesday where we're going to be seeing near average to below average high temperatures, the South Central Plains is already making the turn back over to the upper 90s and even lower triple digit heat. Southwest winds across the whole area is going to keep things relatively dry. I saw in my morning forecast this morning that maybe the panhandle region of Texas, Oklahoma, getting into Kansas, they might be able to evaporate up to 4 inches of water out of the topsoil this week. Meanwhile, we don't see that above average temperature getting in here until next Tuesday or Wednesday. And then we will be quite warm, I think, after that for a little while. The big picture, though, is other than some widely scattered storms, it's going to be relatively dry through at least the next 7 days, maybe out to the next 10 days. And the dryness will be good for those that have the soil moisture, and the dryness will be good as we get the sunshine and beating on the crop for those that can handle it. But I'm really concerned about drought development in the South Central United States.
Why is that the case?
Well, they have got already really dry soils in place. The last 20 days, parts of Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Colorado haven't had much rain. And as a result, they're already starting off on this drier path. Now, if that drought expands throughout the month of June, we have to start to get concerned here in Illinois, because sometimes drought that begins there loves to creep to the east if we don't bring in wetter weather. But right now, if we based it on our model forecasts, week two, while it'll be hot, warm, I should say, looks to be stormy as well. And some of the long-range models getting out to the end of June aren't necessarily, you know, really going after extreme heat. So it looks warm and wet after we get through this drier time period. But I've got a lot more questions than I have answers when we start to look out there into the month of July.
I guess we'll get those answers through time. Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
That, of course, is Eric Snodgrass. He is with Nutrien Ag Solutions.